A boy holding a bunch of balloons floats into the sky. He perches on a crescent moon and dangles a fishing rod over the edge. The balloons drift away and pop to reveal colorful letters which spell DreamWorks. He casts his line once more, but this time there's a petrified pink worm tied to the hook. The worm's eyes widen as it hits the water, then it desperately holds its breath. As the worm glances around, a shark drifts behind him. Whipping its head round, the worm trembles as it keeps its mouth clamped shut. Suddenly, the shark looms towards him and the worm frantically tries to escape the knot it's in. As it turns to look at the shark, the beast opens its jaws wide.
Hi, I'm Lenny. Oh, little buddy, did I scare you? I'm sorry. Wake up, wake up. Okay, don't worry about it. I'm gonna get you out in a jiffy. You just keep holding your breath, little wormy.
Yo, Lenny!
I'm coming, Frankie!
Well, move it. Come on, Pop's waiting.
Here we go. Gotcha! Okay, buddy, you're free. Now escape. Go. Just go. Cry freedom. You almost gave me a heart attack.
Lenny, what are you doing?
What? I was just, picking you some flowers.
Hey, Mom said it's not okay to hit.
Mom's not here. Da-dum.
Da-dum. Don't.
Don't.
That song gives me the creeps.
What do you mean? It's our theme song.
DreamWorks Animation presents Will Smith, Robert De Niro, Renée Zellweger, Jack Black, Angelina Jolie, Martin Scorsese. A huge underwater metropolis seems to be deserted. Then a news reporter appears on a giant billboard screen.
Are they gone? Are they gone? You sure? Good morning, Southside Reef. I'm Katie Current, keeping it current. We've just received official confirmation. The sharks are gone. I repeat, the sharks are gone.
Don't worry about a thing.
Shark Tale.
Every little thing.
With that, the streets fill with millions of fish of all types. Martha Sturgeon's flower shop opens for business, and a starfish tour speeds by. Yellow taxi fish swims angrily off to another street, then frowns when he's held at a don't swim sign. On a neighboring street, a large lumbering fish opens its mouth so that rubbish can be tipped in. At the prawn shop, an oyster with its pearl, lobsters clatter along a track. While everywhere else is bustling, the sushi shop has no business at all.
According to the latest Gallup poll, fear of sharks is at an all-time high. Join us tonight for an in-depth report. How long must this reef live under siege? Is there no hero among us? Who can stop this shark menace?
Hi, I'm Oscar. You might think you know, but you have no idea. Welcome to my crib. The good life, the way the other half lives. Check it out. I got my 60-inch high-def flat-screen TV with 6 speakers surround, CD, DVD, PlayStation hookup, and an 8-track player for those days when you're feeling just a little old school. Because even a superstar Mac Daddy fish like me has to have the basic necessities.
Yeah, like money.
Come on, shorties. Why y'all messing with my fantasy?
You so broke, yo baloney had no first name.
Oh, that's funny. That's very funny.
Hey, Oscar, over here. I gotta talk to you.
I'll be right there. Here you go. Hang on to these. For
Oscar,
me.
You the fish.
Yo, dude.
Yo, Crazy Joe.
Now that you live in that great penthouse, can I be your financial advisor?
Well, that's a billboard, Crazy Joe.
You live in a billboard?
No.
And they call me crazy.
look who came to visit.
No, don't do that. Shouldn't you kids be in school?
Shouldn't you be at work?
Whoa, right back at me, huh? Little smart mouth. Look, I'm on my way.
Y'all stay out of trouble, all right? Hey, and clean that stuff up.
See ya!
The little fish use their tails to clean off their graffiti.
See ya, Oscar!
Oscar swims to the whale wash. Stationed at the edge of the reef, a line of whales form a queue into the wash. Like train carriages, they too are covered in graffiti. A team of crabs lower themselves onto a whale's back to pinch off the barnacles. A fish with headphones is cleaning the whale's teeth.
Hey, headphone guy!
The turtle wax team.
Looking good, lady. Yeah, keep up the bad work.
At the clocking in machine.
I'm already punched in. Angie.
Good morning. Can I help you?
One wash and lube, please.
Hot wax?
Please.
Kelp scrape? We're having special. What do you say?
Why not? It's mating season, and I'm feeling lucky.
Sykes Whale Wash, whale of a wash, and the price? Oh, my gosh. Oh, may I suggest a barnacle peel? Removes lines and salt damage. Good.
Hey, Ange.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Oscar.
Hey, thanks for covering for me.
Yo, I'm sorry, Dunn. Angie needs to get her freak on. Would you hold for one moment, please? Thanks, dog.
Oscar.
Come on, Ange. Dance with me, mama.
Hey.
Let me see it. Tomorrow, I'm being rich. Come on, Ange.
Oscar, you're gonna get me fired.
Please, you fired? Nah, that can't happen, because then I would have absolutely no reason to come to work.
Oh, you don't mean that.
Well, of course I do. You're like my best friend.
He doesn't see she's devastated.
Listen, tell me what you think about this. This is like the best idea ever, all right? It's a sure thing, guaranteed cash extravaganza. Bottled water.
Oh, no.
Now, all I need is another advance on my paycheck from the boss, and Ange, I am out of this place. I mean,
Oscar, instead of getting in Mr. Sykes' face with another one of your get-rich-quick schemes, go do something you're actually good at. Your job, which by some miracle you still have.
Oh, almost forgot. I brought you some breakfast.
You didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Kelby creams?
Your favorite. Oh, by the way, you're still on hold.
Oh, my gosh! Thank you for holding. Busy, busy, busy. Go! Oh, how can I help you?
Angie shakes her head.
No, I'm sorry. Mr. Sykes is at a meeting right now. Won't be back till later.
In the dark depths, Titanic is perched on the jagged rock that split it in two.
How are my little babies this morning? You miss me? You doing good? Huh?
You see, Sykes, it's a fish-eat-fish world. You either take or you get taken.
The shark has fed his piranhas.
True words have never been spoken. Is that it? That all? We done?
Now, you and me. We worked together a long, long, long time.
Please, Don Lino. It's hardly been like
work. Let me finish. And you
and
know...
And I love that about
let
you.
Let me finish. That I've lived my life for my sons, raising them and protecting them.
You're the best.
Teaching
the best, right?
Them.
Am I right or am I wrong?
Sykes.
Am I right?
It's all been to
right?
prepare them...
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. For the day they run the reef. Well, today is that day.
The record is stuck.
Luca.
Luca the octopus moves
like
the needle.
Big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers.
Hey, boss. Big butts.
Ay vey. Long story short, from now on, you'll work for Frankie and Lenny. Gabish?
Lenny? Frankie, I understand, but Lenny? You can't be serious.
I'm dead serious. It takes more than muscle to run things. Now, Lenny, he's got the brains. That's something special.
Oh, yeah, he's special, all right.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, I'm just saying.
Hey, I bring you in here, look you in the eye, tell you what's what, and what?
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 What, nothing. You said what first.
I didn't say what first. I asked you what.
No, you said and then what, and I said what.
No, I said what? Like, what?
You said what first.
Now you're making fun of me?
No. You misunderstood.
Sorry, well, hey, Pop. Lenny had an accident. He was born.
You're a comic genius.
Look, all I'm saying is the kid ain't exactly no killer.
My Lenny is a killer, you hear me? A cold-blooded killer. Look at him.
Lenny's swinging on a bar stool.
Huh?
That's it. That's it. You are out.
What? What do you mean I'm out?
You're fired. And on top of that, you're gonna have to stop paying me.
For what?
So nothing happens to that little whale wash of yours.
Welcome to Oscar's crib. 60-foot slime-covered tongue with canker sores, swimming cavities, and plankton-encrusted teeth for when I feel a little... old school.
Stop your moaning, Oscar. It could be a lot worse, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I could have this job and look like you.
Who's behind me? Whoever behind me back, give me some.
Everything starts to shake.
Indigestion.
She's gonna blow!
Wait! That old guy's still in there!
I got you! Headphone guy!
Oscar grabs headphone guy and holds him close against the whale's tonsil. The whale burps, and Oscar is hit with slime.
Still think it could be worse?
Yeah, I could look like you.
Y'all funny. We'll see if you laugh at this!
Oscar hurls the tongue scraping at his colleague, but it misses and hits Johnson at the control desk instead. He hits a lever and soap bubbles go in the whale's eye. Oscar flicks a switch to restrain the restless whale.
Look, I'm gonna get you some coupons. We're gonna get you a free hot wax and all that. You like that?
All right, go ahead, big baby.
Thanks, Oscar.
All right.
But look what is burning.
Just the fish we're looking for.
Yeah.
And the boss beneath the sea right now.
Right now.
Ernie, Bernie, my jellyfish brothers. Welcome. Hey, what's up, man? Ah, man, good to see y'all. Hey, huh? What'd you say, Ash? Okay. Fellas, I'm gonna go ahead over there. But don't worry. About a dick. Cause every little thing gonna be alright.
That's not the way you sing that song, man.
The two electric jellyfish throw him into an office.
Sykes! My brother from another mother. What the daisy, baby? Show me that.
He tries to bump fists with the unimpressed pufferfish.
Snap your fin right on it. Snap it!
Oscar.
You're not snapping it,
Oscar!
Oh, hey, don't sweat it, Sykes. A lot of white fish can't do it, man.
Oscar, would you just sit down, okay?
Ooh! Thank you.
Look, I've been going over my markers. You're into me for $5,000. Five G's, okay?
Five G's? Man, you're tripping five G's.
Oh, yeah?
G's.
See if this refreshes your memory.
What? That's crazy. Look at that. You wrote everything down so you wouldn't forget. Wow, this is a perfect example of why you're in management and I'm not. You go, boy.
Look, I have to start paying Don Lito protection. So everything you owe me, you owe him.
How you figure that?
Simple. The food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lito.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. There's single-cell amoebas.
Well, then there's me.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up.
So if Don Lino's squeezing me, he's squeezing you.
What?
I'm sorry.
Easy, boss. Find a happy place. Happy place.
There is no happy place with him around.
Okay. Please just give me some time. That's all I'm asking. I'm begging you, Sykes. Please.
Deflating.
All right.
Cause I like you. I'm gonna give you 24 hours to pay up.
All of it? How am I supposed to do that?
That's your problem. Bring my 5,000 clams to the racetrack tomorrow, or else.
Or else what?
The boys will explain.
The jellyfish close in on him.
Unpleasant.
5,000 clams? You borrowed 5,000 clams from Mr. Sykes? Oscar, why do you get yourself into these situations?
I don't know, Ange. It's just hard, all right? Because I'm a little fish in a big pond. A really big pond. The ocean. I'm a nobody. I want some of that.
Mrs. Sanchez?
What?
A large, older fish.
Ill? No. That. The top of the reef. Where the somebodies live. I want to be rich and famous like them, but... stuck down here.
Well, what's wrong with down here?
I'll tell you what's wrong with down here.
Remember my dad? He worked at the wash his whole life.
A fish with a gigantic afro.
He was the number one tongue scrubber. Every year for 25 years.
To me, working at the wash was the coolest job in the ocean. But then I learned something I will never forget.
In the classroom, the young Oscar is heartbroken.
My dad was the greatest, but nobody loves a nobody.
I want to be a somebody.
Oscar, you don't have to live at the top of the reef to be a somebody.
What's the difference? If I don't pay Mr. Sykes back by tomorrow, I'm dead anyway, so.
Wait here.
Oscar's eye is swollen as he sighs and looks up at a penthouse in the distance. Angie returns with a large oyster shell.
What's this?
A pink pearl?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get that?
My grandmother gave it to me. She said it started from a tiny grain of sand. And after a while, it grew into something beautiful. Dreams can begin small, too.
No, I couldn't.
Take it. It'll get you the money you need from Mr. Sykes.
In a hall on the Titanic, the sharks are having dinner.
You don't understand. What's there to understand? We've been over this 1,000 times. I don't want to have to say it again. You know, you're really giving me agita, you know that? I don't know how else to say this to you, Lenny. You see something, you kill it, you eat it, period. Thanks. That's what sharks do. That's a fine tradition. What's the matter with you? Your brother Frankie here, he's a killer.
Hey, Pop.
He's beautiful. He does what he's supposed to do. Wipe your face. But you, I'm hearing things. You gotta understand, when you look weak, it makes me look weak.
I know,
Pop. I can't have that.
I'm sorry.
Lenny, look at me. Look at me. This handing over the business is for you. It's for both of yous. And you're acting like you don't even want it. I need to know that you can handle that.
Don Lino grabs a shrimp from his starter.
All right. Right here in front of me now, eat this.
Yeah. Oh, gee. Thanks, Pop. Here's the thing. I'm on a diet. And I read an article about these shrimps. They're not good for you. I'll tell you, you know how many calories are in one of those shrimps? A lot.
That's true. And the other thing is, my sister had a baby, and I took it over because she passed away. And then the baby lost its legs and its arms, and now it's nothing but a stump. But I still take care of it with my wife, and it's growing, and it's fairly happy. But it's difficult because I've been working a second shift at the factory to put food on the table. But all the love that I see in that little guy's face makes it worth it in the end. True story.
I'm not asking you anymore. I'm telling you. Eat it.
No, have mercy.
Pop, please.
Eat.
No, eat.
What are you...
Son,
no.
Eat
no.
The shrimp.
Please.
Lenny? Eat!
Put the shrimp down!
Lenny grabs the starter and holds it to a broken window pane.
Looking, go. Get out of here! You're free now! Go on, go!
Thank you. You're a good person.
The shrimp pounds his fist at Don Lino.
Come on, fellas!
The Don glares at Lenny.
Pop, I could handle the reef. It's not a problem.
No. We're gonna do this as a family. Frankie, I want you to take Lenny out, show him the ropes.
Oh, come on, Pop.
Son, you're gonna learn how to be a shark, whether you like it or not.
At the Seahorse racetrack.
That kid better show up or he's dead meat.
Just said a word, boss.
Carrying a big old envelope full of money? Gonna give it to Mr. Sykes.
Come on, hurry up! This is our chance, you don't wanna miss it.
Are you sure about this?
A trainer friend of mine tipped me off. The race is rigged. We can't lose.
Well, what's the horse's name?
Lucky Day.
We're gonna be rich.
Rich! Top of the reef,
Remember what Angie said? What did Angie say?
Dreams can begin small. You just have to bet it all. Bet it all!
Imagining money floating down before him.
$5,000 on lucky day to win!
That's 200-1. That would pay a million clams!
Well, I guess that makes me Oscar the Millionaire. The Millionaire. The Millionaire.
A strikingly beautiful curvy fish with red and silver markings makes her way over to Oscar. Oscar seems transfixed as she dances nearer to him.
Nice bet.
He's lost for words.
You got a name? You want to tell me what it is? Well, mine's Lola.
Come on, man. Get your game face on.
So, Lola. My name's my name is Oscar, sweetie. Mrs. Sanchez.
That hippity-hop smooth talk don't work with me.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, so,
Oscar! And I was starting to think you skipped out on me.
Sykes! Hey! Oh, I see you are already on your way to the concession stand.
What are you doing? What are you
doing? You mind bringing us back some drinks?
Why are you touching me?
That would be great, man. Thanks. Oh, and bring back some of them little wiener thingies.
You mean the one with the toothpicks?
What are you doing? Don't listen to him.
Come on, Lola. Let me escort you to my box.
Your box?
His box? You can't even afford the gum under the seats.
No,
he just laid $5,000 on Lucky Day. I think he can afford anything he wants.
$5,000? My $5,000?
It was, it was another $5,000.
You had the money to pay me back and you bet it anyway?
Hold up.
Give me that.
Sykes!
Clearly, I've made a mistake.
No, wait, Lola!
Look, deep down, I'm really superficial. And don't get me wrong, you're cute. You're a nobody.
Oscar, you cute, but you're a nobody.
Wait, Lola, come back. I'm not a nobody. I'm a winner!
You are unbelievable. You're in trouble up to your gills, and still you're asking for more? Huh? Now go on, get in here. Oscar, you better pray that this horse of yours comes through. Betting my 5,000. Hey, out of my seat. You, out of my seat. Unbelievable, unbelievable.
Sit tight and watch the race.
With your good eye.
With a good
eye. The long shot Lucky Day appears to be having trouble getting out of the gate.
What?
Only a sucker could have bet on that horse.
No, don't sweat it, man. He does this all the time. He's just playing.
But what's this? Lucky Day's then crushing his way through the gate, and he's off and running. Now the straightaway, it's Seabiscuit, Fishfingers, and Lucky Day.
There's no fast.
Coming round the far turn, it's Seabiscuit by length, and Lucky Day well behind the pack. And here comes Lucky Day, coming up from behind. He's passing Yellowtail, seven out. Turn, here comes Lucky Day. Lucky Day's now caught up to Fishfingers. The head-to-head.
Come on, you fucking baby.
He's pulling ahead.
Wait, I'm getting tired just thinking about counting all of this money.
Look at Lucky Day go. Absolutely amazing.
Oscar swings Sykes round in a circle.
It's Lucky Day.
Suddenly, Lucky Day hits himself in the face with his tail.
What happened? Lucky Day is dead.
Lucky Day slides along the track.
And here comes Fishfingers, followed by Seabiscuit, Yellowtail, and Fishfingers.
Wait, I just want to hold you.
Hey, get out of my way, let me see.
What a Saturday for
Lucky
Day.
Happy place, Sykes.
And that's why they call him the long shot.
Yo, that was crazy, right? Who knew? I mean, everything's set, it's a lock, we good to go, we in the money. And he trips underwater.
Who
in the hell of it trips underwater? And by the way,
on what?
That's it, I've had it.
Bernie, I want you to find the deepest, darkest hole in the ocean, and when you do, dig deeper and put him in it.
The jellyfish tie him up.
Sorry, kid, it's nothing personal. It's just business.
Later, he's swaying back and forth in the water. His tail is tied to a rock, and his body and mouth are taped up.
Oh,
sing it, Oscar.
Yeah. Sykes, he like you, man. He said, take it easy on you.
But Sykes is not here.
True.
Ernie, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, man, go on.
Why is it that Milox can sting other people, but they have no effect on me or you? Ernie! I didn't mean it, Ernie. I didn't mean it, man. Ernie! Oh, Ernie! Ernie, you made a joke. Good one, man. Respect.
Respect. Blood fire.
Frankie, you know I can't do this.
Lenny, if you want to make Pop happy, you gotta kill something.
Or I could find a very old sick fish and just wait.
He's getting around. Your thing the other day at the restaurant. You know how fish talk? Bit a bit, bit about this, that, the other. Then how you doing? Boom. Oh. Forget about it. You're dead.
Okay, seriously? I can't understand wise guy, so you'll have to be more specific.
Oh, specific? You want specific? Be a shark for once in your life.
What am I gonna do?
Oh. Lenny, forget about it, okay? We do a couple of practice runs, bada bing, bada boom, Pop's happy, you're a shark. Life goes on.
Habish.
Okay. Okay, capiche.
Wait. Bingo. Right there. Dead ahead, you see it? TV dinner. Don't get no easier than this.
All right, come on. Eye of the tiger. Frankie, I can do this. What if I can't do this?
Then don't bother coming home.
Good point. All right.
Hit him in the tail again.
I like the funny face he makes.
Funny face, yeah.
Ernie, blow up!
Oscar manages to pull his fin free as they race off.
Guys, don't leave me alone! Come on, there could be sharks out here!
Oscar turns to see Lenny's wide mouth open behind him.
Ah! Oh no, wait! I'm sorry, no, I'm not gonna...
Lenny.
What?
Like this.
Oh, no.
Just get it over with. Wait a minute. Do me a favor. Don't chew me. I'm not for that.
I'm not gonna eat you.
Oh, come on. Don't do the whole head trip thing with me.
Listen to me. Don't move until I tell you.
Lenny bites the twine, tying Oscar down.
That's it, Len. There you go, buddy. That's it. Leave those fins, baby. Dig in.
Look, I'm just pretending so you can get away. Huh? Now, when I turn around, you take off.
Tastes just like chicken. Oh, no.
Go. What did I tell you?
I'm sorry. I didn't get it. You want me to go now?
What are you doing? Just go.
That's it. I've had it up to here.
Frankie charges.
Oh, no.
Hurry. Swim. No, Frankie, wait.
No! Get your boy.
As Frankie swims angrily towards them, an anchor falls heavily on top of him. The jellyfish look back to see a mushroom cloud forming in the distance.
Frankie!
Lenny moves the anchor.
Lenny, is that you?
I'm here, Frankie.
Come closer.
Yes, what is it?
I'm so cold.
That's just because we're cold-blooded.
Ow! Moron.
Frankie, no! No! This is all my fault! I'm so sorry, Frankie!
How am I ever gonna explain this to Pop?
Oh, no!
As Lenny swims off, the current he creates moves Oscar up against Frankie's nose. Feeling it in his back, Oscar panics.
I'm crazy, I'll be tripping!
Ernie and Bernie return to watch him act out some martial arts.
Ow, what the?
They scream at one another.
No one hurt us, we're sorry. It was all Ernie's idea. Oscar! Did you kill that shark?
Oscar looks down at Frankie, and a smile breaks across his face.
Exactly how it looked. That's how it is.
What happened?
Oh, you want to know what happened?
Yeah, you're standing on top of a shark.
Go on, man.
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
Big old shark that was 7,500 feet long. So he's swimming at me, right? With teeth like razors.
Ooh, razors!
And I was all like, you gonna come at me like that? You gonna come at the O like that?
Hey, dude, do the muscle thing.
Oh, right. So I told that dude, I said, you see this guy? And I pointed like this.
Well, he's got a brother, and he lives right over here. And I think it's time for a little family reunion!
Steve, I told you.
Excuse me.
We were right there.
Pardon me.
Right there.
Love it!
Oh, sorry. She seems so nice on TV.
Oscar, Katie Couric, as the first fish in history to ever take on a shark and win, mm-hmm. Tell me, does this mean you're now protector of the reef, new sheriff in town, the big kahuna?
Katie, I'm gonna keep it real. I can call you Katie, right?
Of course.
Any shark try to mess around in Oscar Town, go down!
Lola joins the rest of the crowds watching the broadcast.
Yeah, it's poetic in the heat. I get poetic.
Oscar.
Okay, get out of here, barracudas. Any further questions will be fielded by me.
And you are?
I'm his manager. Sykes, with a Y.
And I'm his financial advisor. You want to see my puppets?
Hello.
Could you excuse us for a moment, please?
My manager?
Kid, you're a superstar. We're gonna make a fortune. Just let me handle it.
What about the 5Gs?
Forget the 5Gs. From now on, we're partners.
So what exactly are we talking about here?
I'm thinking, what, 90-10 split?
Well, that's actually pretty generous.
You're the 10, I take my 90 off the top.
I don't think so.
Talk to me.
You get 15.
70.
20.
75.
Dude, you're going the wrong way.
50-50. You happy?
No. You happy?
No.
Deal.
A street-style handshake.
My manager and I are now prepared to take your questions.
Oscar, are you going to continue working here at the Wash?
Please, I barely work here now.
Keep it up, kid. You're slaying him.
No, he's slaying sharks.
Hey, that's good. That's good. I like that. Oscar, the shark slayer.
Okay.
Whoa, a shark slayer.
You heard it here first. From now on, any shark tries to bother this reef, it's his funeral.
At Frankie's funeral, his photograph is framed by a Titanic lifebelt. His coffin is lifted and tipped over the deck. His body floats away. At the wake,
if you are to win beneath my wings, Frankie will miss you.
Frankie.
It's a terrible thing, Don Lino. Everybody loved Frankie. May whoever did this die a thousand deaths. May his stinking, maggot-covered corpse rot in the fiery depths of hell.
Thank you for your kind thoughts, Giuseppe.
Oh, and may Lenny be found safe and sound, too. Hope he's okay.
Oh, Lenny.
Don't worry, boss.
I said some things to him. We gotta find him.
We're searching everywhere. Forget about it. He'll turn up.
What's wrong with that kid? Why's he gotta be so different? Frankie, God rest his soul, he was perfect. Perfect. Oh, Luca. Who could have done this?
Don Lino, at this most difficult time, please accept my deepest condolences.
Thank you, Don Feinberg, for honoring my son with your song.
I got some news about the guy who took out Frankie.
The older shark breaks wind.
Let's talk over here.
He come out of nowhere, this guy. Calls himself the Shark Slayer.
Ira, go over here.
Sorry. The Shark Slayer.
Where do I find him?
He's from the South Side Reef. That's all we could dig up.
Thank you.
Any requests?
Luca.
How about that Titanic song?
Oh, no, not a
good sakes. He knows that reef better than anybody. I want to find this guy. I want to know everything about him. I want to know where he lives. I want to know where he sleeps. He pops a gill. I want to know about it. Who is the Shark Slayer?
Here he is! The Shark Slayer!
Oscar holds the key to the city high above his head, then has his picture taken for one magazine after another. He takes part in a video advertisement for a shop called Gup. His picture is plastered everywhere around the city as he rides the lift to the penthouse apartment he's always dreamed of. Once inside, he can't believe his eyes.
Let's get this party started right!
the place is full of people, and the jellyfish are DJing.
There he is, the big O! Sykes! Count that dog. Count it. Oscar! Raise the reef. Raise the reef, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Hot.
Yeah, that's pretty... Mm-hmm.
Come on, cabbage patch. Cabbage patch.
Gee, you made it.
Wait, you're gonna break my gift.
Oh, no, come on. You didn't have to get me anything. What'd you get me?
Well, what does every bachelor pad need, huh?
A lava lamp? How did you know I love lava lamps? You know what? I'm gonna put it right here next to my other one.
He places it next to a lava lamp that reaches from floor to ceiling.
Hey, come on, Ange. I'm gonna show you the best thing about this place.
On the balcony.
Wow.
How great is this view?
Top of the reef. It's amazing.
I know. It's beautiful, right?
Like you. Like you, your new apartment. It's, wow, awesome. What I'm trying to say is that I'm proud of you, Oscar.
Yeah, it was nothing, really, you know? Hey, oh, you know what? Wait right here, don't move. I'll be right back. Girl, you are gonna flip.
She checks her breath.
Oh, I'm back.
Oh, you're back.
You know what, Ange? Where I am right now, this whole new life I got, and all my dreams coming true, in a weird kind of way, well, I never could have done it without you.
Oh, sure you could. Well, probably not.
And here.
Oh, Oscar.
I know. I'm just sorry that it took so long.
Oh, that's okay.
A jewelry box.
Huh?
My grandmother's pearl.
With interest. Now, I don't forget anything, and I never forget who my friends are.
Oh.
He's given her a pink pearl necklace, but then notices her disappointed expression.
And
I'm not interrupting something, am I?
No!
Yes, we're talking.
Uh-uh. Hey, Lola! Wow, you're here! you gotta come best my meat friend, Angie. Eat my best my men, Wangie.
No, best friend? Oh, that's sweet. So you won't mind if I steal him for a while then, will you?
Lola throws a look at Angie as she leads Oscar back inside. Angie slumps sadly.
So, look who's a somebody after all.
Yeah, well, you know,
On the edge of the reef! They're great whites!
Okay, everybody go home to your loved ones. Spend the last few hours that you have with each other.
All the fish are looking at Oscar.
Oh! I mean, that's the way it used to be around here. We'd have been all scrambling for cover and stuff, but not since Oscar came to town.
So Lola, baby, just wait here, and I'm gonna be right back. I'm gonna go ahead and take care of the sharks.
Go get him, Tiger!
Woo! Biceps, triceps!
All right, Oscar, you finish!
He pulls angry faces as he climbs into the lift, but then the door shut.
Lenny! Where the heck is he? Lenny!
Hey, what are you doing? There's a shark slayer out here. You want to be next?
Oh, yeah.
Lenny!
That was close.
Super close. Don't panic. Quiet. We're safe.
Oh, no, not you again.
Yeah.
Ah, what was that?
No, what is with you, man?
Shh. He could be anywhere.
Ooh.
Shh. The shark slayer.
There's no shark slayer out here.
Yes, there is.
No, there is not. Trust me on this one.
Get a hold of yourself, man! This is no time to act crazy!
Hey, you're the one acting crazy!
You're right. I'm sorry. I haven't been myself since the...
He fills up.
Don't cry.
Throwing himself down.
No, it's not all that. Just relax.
It's my fault. Kinda. Not really, but still.
You just need a little time, man. Look, things will work out.
You think?
Yeah. So, look, I'm gonna take off, and you should just go home, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, good luck, dog.
Wait!
What, man?
I didn't catch your name.
Oscar.
I'm Lenny. Hi.
Hi.
Where do you live?
Lenny, where I come from, fish don't like to get grabbed by sharks, okay?
Sorry.
Now, go home.
There is no home for me anymore. Don't you understand that?
You're too big to be grabbing on me like this.
Take me home with you.
Shh, what?
You won't even notice I'm there. I'm like the invisible shark.
Are you crazy?
Please, I'm begging you, don't leave me alone.
Yo, put your fins on a wall where I can see
you. Shh.
Gotcha.
Wait, hey, yo, shorty.
Oscar.
What y'all doing here?
Check out my mad burner.
Check it out.
Whoop, there it is.
Whoa. How you man, like that? Hey, y'all kids got some skills.
It's wild style.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I mean, what did I tell you? You kids shouldn't even be doing this. And besides, it's not safe to be out here at night.
It is now, bro. You the shark slayer.
Yeah.
Shark slayer?
Yeah, what was that?
Sometimes I'll be coughing for nothing. Look, I need you off of these streets, seriously.
Come on,
now get your butts home, because I know your moms, and I'm going to just tell them y'all doing bad stuff.
Hey, let's go make Mr. Sykes puff up.
Yeah.
Bye.
Lenny, did you see what just happened there?
I know. They think you're the shark slayer. As if.
I'll appreciate your funky tone, actually.
No, wait up. Hey, I'm sorry. Seriously, I don't want you mad at me. And I certainly don't want you to slay me.
You're having a good time, huh? You're enjoying yourself? Well, for your information, I am the Shark Slayer.
Oscar the Shark Slayer. That's what people be saying.
Wait, you mean you?
Yeah.
When the anchor?
Oh, you're a liar. What?
No, hey, I didn't lie, all right? All right, I lied. But it was a little lie. Come on, who's it going to hurt anyway? Go ahead, I'm not explaining myself to you. You know what? You're on your own.
No problem. And if, God forbid, someone should, I don't know, find out the truth about the Shark Slayer on my way back.
You wouldn't.
I would.
Come here.
Of course you can't come with me.
But, you know, I mean, you a shark, right? And I'm a shark slayer. So we can't be seen together. You dig, dog?
Dig, dog. Dog dig. Dig, dog. Yeah. Yo, diggy dog.
Just come on. Okay, Lenny. Follow my every move and don't make a sound.
You got it. Ooh, an echo. Echo.
Now batting for the Southside Sharks, number 15.
Ow! It's not okay to hit!
Having swum into a drainage pipe at the edge of the reef, they emerge in a downtown street. Oscar shoots out, but then has to haul Lenny through the narrow opening as a patrol dolphin swims by. When the coast is clear, Oscar signals for Lenny to be quiet before darting down the street through some litter bins and up to a rickety storage building belonging to the whale wash. He presses a button to open the shutter door, then signals for Lenny to follow him, shushing him as he emerges from the alleyway.
Get your tail in there!
You think anybody heard that?
Ow! Who's out there? Huh? Who? Hey, who's out there?
Yo, Crazy Joe!
Yeah, I thought I heard something. Did you get that shark?
Oh, you have no idea, Joe.
That's great! Yeah. Well, gotta go. My show's on.
Oscar closes the shutter.
All right, we're safe. For now.
Hey, a bed!
Huh?
Oh! Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, that's heaven. Yeah. Oh, snuggly, buggly, woggly. I love you, man.
Honey, well, hold up.
You're my new best friend.
Oh, stop it. Okay. You want to be friends? Fine. But we got to lay down some rules. Rule number one, no snuggly, buggly, whatever that just was.
You got it. Anything else?
All right, rule number two, and this is the most important rule.
in the event that possibly, you know, you get hungry.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna eat anyone. In case you haven't noticed, I'm different from the other sharks. Let's put it that way, leave it at that. Good night.
Define different.
You'll laugh.
I'm not gonna laugh.
Well, that's just what you say. And then what happens later, you laugh.
Lenny, I give you my word.
Okay, I will tell you. I'm a vegetarian.
Lenny hides beneath a makeshift pillow.
Hold up.
Oscar fights back laughter.
So that's it?
What do you mean that's it? You're the first fish I ever told. I'm so tired of keeping it all a secret. And my dad, he'll never accept me for who I am.
What's wrong with me?
Nothing is wrong with you, man. I think all sharks should be like you.
God, that's sweet of you to say.
And stop blaming yourself for what happened.
Really?
Now, if you want to blame anybody, blame me. You know, because if I hadn't been out there in the first place, none of this would have happened.
Yeah.
Chief Pop knew that. He'd ice you for sure.
Ice? Was he the godfather or something?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah, he is.
Hey, are you all right?
In a Shark Slayer video game, Oscar is eaten by a shark.
Man, I told you.
I'm doing it.
X circle, XX, double left, square, right, trigger down, square, square.
Oh, double square. Respect.
Respect. Oh, yeah? Well, I've got some news for you. The Shark Slayer made me his manager, so I'm now what I like to call untouchable. You hear me?
Sykes.
Okay.
Hey, Oscar.
Go now, man.
Oh, hey, Sykes.
Hey, there he is. My brother, my player, the Shark Slayer.
Yeah, whatever. Sykes, listen.
And another thing. From now on, you're going to have to start paying me protection.
Sykes, the deal is off. Huh? That shark I killed was Don Lino's son.
I know. Ain't it great?
Not if he finds out.
What do you mean, find out? I've got him on the phone right now. That's right, Lino. I got the Shark Slayer right here in front of me.
Mm-mm.
And he's gonna slay you and all your sharks.
Sykes, shut up! Shut up!
Hey, that's good. That's good. I like that. Shut up, Lino. Shut up!
Ugh,
what?
No.
Oh, Kitty wants to talk to you.
No, I'm not here. I'm not here.
Yeah, he's right here.
Hello. Shut up. Shut up. You don't tell me shut up. I tell you shut up.
What?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? Let me have a pie with everything on it. Anchovies, meatballs, mushrooms.
Luca!
Oh, hi, boss. What are you doing working in a pizza joint?
Get off the phone!
But I'm hungry.
My guys are coming for you, Shark Slayer. They're gonna tear you fin from fin!
Come on, now, who's your puff daddy, huh? Who takes care of you, huh? Huh? Come on, you two. We got work to do.
Oh, man, I was winning!
Sykes, hold, look, you got it all wrong.
They're gonna write songs about you, kid. Oh, the shark bites.
Sykes.
With his teeth, dear.
Sing it, man, sing it.
And then Oscar.
Sykes.
Kicked his butt.
Sykes, man! Come on!
Maybe I can help.
Ooh, hey, Lola. What are you doing here? You just be popping up sometimes places.
Well, you said to wait, so... I've been waiting.
Look, I don't have a lot of time for the whole hand clappy, making the lights go off, music playing in the dark thing, you know.
What are you afraid of?
Afraid? yeah, that's funny. I ain't afraid of nothing. It's just ooh, wow.
Oh, baby, you are so tense.
Yeah, you know, I've really been stressed lately, you know, just protecting the reef, you know, because I do that by myself, you know. It's just it's crazy.
It's just too much. It's piling up.
Yeah, you know, just one thing on top of the other. Actually, I was thinking about retiring.
You don't want to do that.
I don't?
You have worked your way to the top. You don't want to go back to the bottom, do you?
No. No. No way.
You just show them who's boss, and those sharks will leave you alone.
Yeah, you're right.
Oscar swims back to the whale wash building.
Psst. Lenny, where are you?
Hello, Oscar.
Angie, hey, what are you doing here?
What, Oscar, did you forget something?
Maybe
you forgot your shark.
Hi.
Shark! Swim, Angie! I'll cover you, quick! Before it's too late, you go on without me!
Stop it! Your pet shark here told me everything.
Dang, Lenny, why would you do that?
I don't know. I like her.
Thank you. I like you too. What were you thinking, bringing him in here?
I'm still working out the kinks. You
kinks?
Know, it's just like...
You lied! Everybody thinks you slayed the shark!
And who am I to tell them that they're wrong?
How could you lie to me, Oscar? Me!
Don't take it personally. Come on, I lied to everybody. All right, look, I'm sorry. I totally betrayed you, but listen, I got just one little problem I gotta take care of.
Oh, what's that?
Sharks are coming to get me!
And they should. I mean, what'd you expect? You just take credit for killing a shark and then everything be fine and dandy for the rest of your life?
Yeah. But, hey, look, don't you worry about it. Me and Lenny got it. We gonna fix
whoa,
it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's with the we? I don't want any part of this.
Hey, too late now, Veggie Boy. They'll be looking for you, too.
Point taken. What's the plan?
All right, this is what we gonna do.
Oscar, here's the plan. You tell the truth, and you go home.
All right, look, this is what we're going to do, right? We're going to paint you up all bloody, right? Just a mess, right? Mm-hmm. And you're going to swim out and meet the sharks before they get here. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say, stop! No, y'all, don't go no farther. That shark slayer's crazy, man. He beat me senseless. He's a stone-cold killer, man. Right, and you can tell him I'm huge. Mm-hmm. You know, tell him that I'm handsome. You know, you can throw that in.
You're going way too far, Oscar.
Actually, he hasn't gone far enough.
Exactly. What?
You need to slay a shark, and I need to disappear. Here's what we're gonna do.
This is Katie Current reporting live. We've had unconfirmed reports of...
Lenny's wearing an angry expression as he swims through the city, humming the shark theme tune.
Look, it's the Shark Slayer!
Oscar's on top of the reef, wearing a cape decorated with a large letter O. Sadly, it drapes over his face. Getting rid of the cape, he swims hurriedly towards Lenny and knocks him through a Jaws poster.
TV!
Show me that. All right, go ahead with your bad self.
Do you hear them, Lenny? They are going crazy, man. They love us.
They love you. They hate me.
What?
If we switch sides, maybe I can be the fish slayer. They'll never see it coming.
Come on, man. Look, you sell this, you'll never have to go home again. You can start a new life. Now give me a growl.
Okay.
The force of the roar makes Oscar's face ripple.
Like that?
That was pretty good. Let's go!
Is that all you're offering? Do you understand how huge my client is? Turn on your TV right now.
Lenny snaps at Oscar as he chases him.
Turn off your TV! Turn off your TV!
Oscar is in Lenny's mouth.
Don't swallow.
Oscar?
No, it's Pinocchio. Of course it's me! Why did you do that?
I'm sorry.
No. Sorry is when you step on somebody's fin at the movie theater. Yeah, that's sorry. Sorry
Oscar.
Is when you say, hey, where's the baby due? And it turns out the person's just fat. This is as far away from sorry as you could possibly get.
But Oscar, I think I'm gonna puke.
No. Lenny, just open up, nice and easy.
Oscar prizes open Lenny's teeth from inside and holds his mouth open.
Are you not entertained? You can't handle the truth! You had me at hello!
Turn your TV back on! What are you doing turning your TV off? Turn it on!
While Oscar rides Lenny above the crowds, Luca and some of Don Lino's heavies swim into the city. Oscar's spinning Lenny round like a ball with his tail.
This reef is huge. How are we supposed to find the shark slayer?
They look round to see Lenny flying through the air in the distance. Oscar lands on him and, spotting Luca and the others, grabs Lenny's tail.
Big fish, just like we practiced.
The flying fish?
The flying fish.
Lifting Lenny.
A little help here, buddy boy. Sorry. Thank you.
Don Lino's crew watch as Oscar spins Lenny above his head, then grabs his tail and swings him round in a circle. He hurls Lenny, who hits a digital billboard, then falls into the murky depths.
Curse you, Shark Slayer!
hiding out of sight. Oscar swims up to face Luca and the others.
Yeah, and you tell Don Lame-O that I don't never, ever, 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 never want to see another shark on this reef again. Ever. Remember this name.
Oscar the Shark Slayer!
Aha! You see? Huh?
Smiling, Lenny swims into a pipe. Lola arrives at the celebrations.
Oh, look at Oscar. Oscar, boomaye. Oscar, boomaye.
Woo! Hey, Lola.
Seems the Shark Slayer not only conquered a few sharks today, but maybe a few hearts. Has the reef's most eligible bachelor been snapped up? I'm Katie Curran, here live watching the Shark Slayer making out.
Hey, Angie, can you hand me the blue one? Thank you.
Kaboom! Look who stepped in the room!
Oh, yeah!
Oscar and Lenny, what a team, baby! Give me that, give me some fins.
High
give
fin.
Me some fins.
Low fin.
Yo, did you see me? I was like, Wakagay! Wakagay! Wabayachi! I was crazy.
When you punched me, and the crowd was,
Yeah, they ate it up. Hey, Angie, you ain't know I had it in me, did you? It was like an Oscar explosion.
How good was I?
Oh, you was the bomb.
Thank you. And hey, Casanova. I saw your big finish on the news. Nice smooch, lover boy.
Oh, Ixnay on the SK, man. It's private.
Private? The entire reef saw you do it.
Hey, whoa, somebody's in a bad mood.
Come on, Ange. Let me see the smile. Show me the smile, baby.
Knock it off.
What has gotten into you?
Me? Oh, I swear, sometimes I want to take your big, dummy head and just...
Ange, what is the problem?
Problem? There's no problem. I don't have any problem. Miss Perfect is the one with the problem.
Hey, you guys.
What do you got against Lola?
Not my lips, that's for sure.
Ooh.
Okay, what's going on?
I'm gonna stay out of this one.
Look, why would you even care about Lola anyway?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
No what?
I don't know.
You guys, you want to get...
No!
Just tell me, Oscar, because I'm curious. Why do you think she's interested, huh? Do you think for 1 minute that she would even be with you if you weren't the rich and famous Shark Slayer?
Mom, you guys, please, don't fight.
Are you that blind?
At least she treats me like I'm somebody.
Yeah, but would she love you if you were nobody?
Nobody loved me when I was nobody!
I did! Before the money, and before the fame, before the lie, to me, you were a somebody, Oscar, and now you're nothing but a fake, a sham, a con. You're a joke.
Here I come. Ta-da! Sebastian, the whale washing dolphin.
They're too wrapped up in their argument to notice his disguise.
Angie.
Now forget it. Just go. Because I'm tired of hearing how everything you had in your life wasn't good enough. Including me.
His face falls, and when he swims off, she wipes away a tear.
Angie?
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Go back and do it again.
Hey, come on. It'll be okay.
She smiles up at him through her tears. Oscar hesitates at the door, then swims off as the lights at the whale wash go out. He swims through the Jaws poster they destroyed, then past a digital billboard showing his Gup commercial. Another shows him standing in a shark's mouth. It's for a breath freshener, and he hangs his head. In another, he's advertising Coral Cola, and his brow furrows even more. Downtown, he watches three young fish playing with a water hydrant, swimming and tumbling in the gushing bubbles.
Watch your catch, Bowie! How many times I have to tell you? This past your bedtime! Go on!
They tease Crazy Joe. Oscar laughs to himself, shaking his head. With a heavy heart, he glances up at the penthouse flat. Arriving home, the lift doors open to reveal yet another party. Sadly, he swims through the celebrations to the balcony. Lola narrows her eyes as she watches him pass. A whale swims by.
It slays hemorrhoids like Oscar slays sharks. Oh, hey Oscar.
Angie was right. I am a joke.
Hey, Shark Slayer. Why are you out here? All your friends are inside.
Not all my friends.
You mean that little bottom feeder from the whale wash? Forget about her. She's a nobody.
No, I'm the nobody.
Oh, let me guess. She told you that she loves you. Is that it? I mean, it's not like you feel the same way about her.
Her words hit him hard, and he thinks for a moment.
You know what? I don't think this is going to work out.
Wait, are you dumping me?
He nods, making her very angry.
Let me explain something to you.
We're gonna party like it's your birthday.
She bashes him against the window.
Ha! Young love!
Oscar buys a large box of chocolates and a bunch of pink balloons, and with a broad smile, makes his way to the whale wash, where Lenny is dancing with the waxing turtles.
I can't help myself. I love you and nobody.
Hey, Oscar!
Hey, I can't talk. I gotta find Angie. I need to tell her I love her.
Wash, where you
give me the phone, give me the phone.
Where you get a whale of a wash? And the price.
No, give him back the phone.
And the price is very, very low. Considering how good the wash is.
Good one, Ernie.
How many times do I have to tell you? It's gosh. You get a whale of a wash and the price, oh my gosh.
All right, ma get it, man, ma get it.
Whale wash
rhymes with gosh.
Give me that. Get out of here, both of you. They'll be useless someplace else, will you?
Sykes, where's Angie?
You tell me. Whale wash, you get a whale of a wash. Oh, yeah. It's for you.
Huh? Hello.
Is this the Shark Slayer?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Luca the Octopus. I mean, forget about it. Now, you follow these instructions to the letter, like, okay? File cabinet, top drawer, there's a package. Get it.
That's right, tough guy. We got your girl.
Now, there's gonna be a sit-down in 1 hour.
Who is it?
Shh. Be there. If you don't want to see her sleeping with the fishes. The dead ones. Now, nod your head if you understand.
He nods.
Now tell me if you nodded your head.
I nodded. They got Angie, and they want to sit down. I never meant for anybody to get hurt, especially not Angie. This is all my fault.
Now, that's the classic move. I've seen it 1,000 times.
They take the thing you love the most, and then they use it against you.
Looking defiant.
Look, we gotta go to that sit-down, and we gotta save her.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Look, I wanna save Angie too, but I can't just waltz in there and say, "Hi, Pop, I'm a dolphin."
Lenny?
And my friend the Shark Slayer here is a fake.
Fake?
Come on, we're gonna need a better plan than that.
This is a joke, right? This is a joke. Because, you know, I told Lino... Shut up, Lino! Shut up!
Tell me you didn't make it all up, kid. Tell me that's not Lenny. Tell me you're a real Shark Slayer, please.
I'm sorry, Sykes. I'm not. But the sharks don't know that.
At the sit-down, Oscar is seated in a large chair at one end of a long table, with Lenny and Sykes on either side of him. Around the table are killer whales, hammerheads, and at the other end, Luca and Ira are either side of an empty chair. At first, petrified Oscar notices the sharks are scared of him.
Will you stop screwing around? This'll never work. We're dead. We're dead.
Thank you, Sykes. Thank you. And my man Sykes has just begged me not to myrtleize all y'all up in here, all right? Now, I might listen to him, but then again, I might not. And that depends on the individual behavior of all the individuals in here individually. Ain't that right?
Look, he's got dolphin muscle.
My Uncle Vito got whacked by one of those.
All right. Which one of you sardines called this meeting?
That
would be me. So, this is the Shark Slayer. I've been looking forward to meet you. I feel like we're practically family. You know that? Funny, ain't it? I brought my kids into the world, full of love and care, and you took them out. You know who I am? Do you know who I am? I'm the Don, the boss of the Great White Sharks.
Hey, boss, I saved your seat.
I've been running this reef since before you was born. And if you thought a guy like me can't get to a guy like you, guess what? You thought wrong.
Angie is served up on a platter.
Man, you the one who's wrong. I barely even know that girl. What's your name, miss?
Oh, yeah? Well, I say he's bluffing.
Maron, if I wasn't married.
How you doing, pretty lady?
Lola, we meet again.
You know, Shark Slayer, there's only one thing I like better than money. Revenge.
Oh, I'm in love. Your shark slaying days are over, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Oscar starts laughing, encouraging Lenny and Sykes to join in. Luca does too.
Huh? What's so funny?
Ow. You got nothing. Nothing! Sebastian, take her out.
Lenny swims like a bullet, grabbing Angie in his mouth.
Dan, 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 can't touch this. Dan, 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 can't touch this.
Uh-oh, stop. Oscar time.
Okay, new rules. Nobody, I repeat, nobody makes a move without my okay. I am the Panama Canal, baby. From now on, everything flows through me.
Huh? What'd he do? What'd he do? I can't see it.
You don't lose a tooth, you don't grow one back without my okay, okay?
Okay.
If you sneeze, you don't wipe that boogie without my okay, okay?
Okay.
All right. And you don't say okay without my okay. Okay?
Uh-oh. Okay. Thank you all for coming. Good meeting. We gotta go.
Oh, and one more thing. What is with all y'all living in the Love Boat?
Oscar.
Y'all supposed to be the mob. Get yourselves a real hideout.
Oscar.
And take a good look, Lino. It's over. You're old school.
Oscar.
What?
Lenny throws up.
Excuse me.
Ange, are you okay?
No, I am not okay. He ate me.
I couldn't take it. The taste was killing me.
Lenny? Is that you? You're alive?
Oh,
I thought I lost you. What are you wearing? Huh? What is that?
Don Lino hugs him, and when he swims back, Lenny sadly wipes the blue paint off his body and removes the rubber band that's squashing his nose.
Whoa! Hey, boss, it's Lenny. He was wearing a disguise so we wouldn't recognize him, but now he's not wearing a disguise, so we do recognize him.
Hi, Pop.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you out of your mind? Do you have any idea how this looks?
This is the best sit-down I've ever been to.
What are you doing with this guy? He took out your own flesh and blood, Frankie.
But, Pop, just listen.
But nothing. You never take sides against the family, ever.
Hey, Don, Lino, sir, listen, it's not his fault. This is between you and me.
What did I ever do to you? You took Frankie away, and you turned Lenny into a dolphin. I'm gonna get you.
Oscar, look out!
Oscar, swim! Swim for your life!
Oscar swims out the door and through a porthole. Don Lino gets stuck in it.
You're gonna regret the day you became the Shark Slayer.
Well, look who's stuck in the porthole.
Huh?
Is the hungry big guy? Well, say hello to my little friends.
An army of shrimps stream through the water and attach themselves to Don Lino's face. He tries to shake them off, but then seeing Oscar getting away, he bursts through the porthole.
Try it again.
Wheel wash. You get a wheel of a wash on the price. Oh my gosh!
All right, you got it right.
You got it right.
Move! Everybody out of the way!
Don Lino chases Oscar in a zigzag between the queuing whales. Oscar swims through the wash and grabs some controls.
Come on, Lino. It's time to clean up your act.
Bombarding him with soap suds, Oscar then makes the cradle mechanism clunk into life.
Alright, Lino! Game's over!
The suds clear from the cradle.
Lenny? What are you doing in there?
Sorry.
Where's Lino?
He's right behind me, isn't he?
You're mine now.
Don Lino crashes into the control desk as he chases after Oscar. A huge gush of bubbles sends Oscar upwards.
Let's finish this, Shark Slayer.
Oh, we're about to.
As the whale wash is in full swing, Oscar leads Don Lino through it and he gets stuck in the rollers. Oscar tumbles along the floor and hurries to the control desk, pressing every lever and trapping the Don even tighter. Suddenly, the machine slows and a toothbrush appears. It cleans the Don's teeth, then Headphones Guy sticks an air freshener on his nose.
Thank you for coming to Whale Wash.
Angie's in a bubble.
Okay, somebody needs to get me out of the bubble today.
Ooh. Angie?
The Shark Slayer has done it again.
Hey,
this time,
wait,
luring
wait.
Two sharks into his death trap
Look,
of
wait,
hygiene.
No.
Oscar, you're the somebody everybody
oh,
wants
wait,
to
no.
be. The top of the food chain. Tell our cameras how it
Angie,
feels to be you.
Angie!
Oscar, get me out of here quick. I need to get a head start so I can get as far away as possible.
Look what you did to him.
Wait, no, it's all a big misunderstanding.
Over
Look,
here.
If you
what
just...
Everything moves in slow motion. Angie is swimming away, but she stops when she hears his words.
I lied.
What?
And I'm not a real financial advisor.
Okay. It was an anchor that killed Frankie. I didn't have anything to do with it, and neither did Lenny.
Well, then if that was true, why did you run away?
Because you always wanted me to be like Frankie. I'll never be the shark you want me to be.
What is your problem? So your son likes kelp. So his best friend's a fish. So he likes to dress like a dolphin. So what? Everybody loves him just the way he is. Why can't you? Don't make the same mistake that I did. I didn't know what I had until I lost it.
Lenny smiles lovingly at his father.
Get me out of this so I can hug my kid and tell him I'm sorry.
Pop.
Oscar presses a button, releasing them both.
Come here, you. I love you, son, no matter what you eat or how you dress.
Oscar?
Angie?
He swims over to her.
Angie. I wish I knew now what I knew then. I mean, I wish you knew what I knew, before this.
You're blowing it, man!
Mind your business, all right? It's just emotional and it's pressure. What I'm saying, I didn't need the top of the reef. Everything I wanted was right there in front of me the whole time.
Well, what about being a somebody?
I'm nobody without you.
They're about to kiss when Joe's sock puppets appear.
Not helping.
Oh, come here, you big dumb dummy head.
As they kiss, Sykes fills up.
I never told you to this, but you're the best henchman a guy ever had. Come on, group hug.
Ow! Hey, sorry, man, sorry. Come, Sykes, try again, man. Don't fret. Come on.
Oh, forget it. The moment's gone.
So, Lino, Don, we cool, right? I mean, like, the reef is safe. We can all walk the streets, you know, without, you know.
Yeah, we're cool.
Oscar, excuse me, Oscar. You've lost everything you lied so hard to achieve. Tell me, what's next for you?
Mr. Manager.
Hey, I just got to put the finishing touch on my new desk. Love you, Pop.
Yo, dog!
Sykes!
All right, partner. Let's see what you can do.
Sykes and Oscar's Whale Wash is now open for business. Yo, E, let's get this party booked. Yo,
upstairs.
Yo, Christina, Missy, how about we have a little Oscar-licious fun?
Small tuna fish up one big catch.
You might not ever get rich.
Oscar dances with the waxing turtles. Angie is dancing in the office.
Hey, Angie. Sorry, Pop and I are late, but we brought some new customers.
Hey, are you doing?
Oscar slides down the back of a soapy whale while Sykes tries to teach Don Lino a street handshake.
Oh. No, no, snap it, snap it. You're not snapping it.
I'm snapping.
It's okay. A lot of great whites can't do it, yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
What's up with what?
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, 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 yo.
Hey, you say yo one more time and I'm gonna yo you.
I'm sorry.
Fish and sharks have a dance-off.
Sharks in the water make their jaws lock. When I swim to the rim, I'm too high. Y'all can make your best, y'all small tuna fish. I'm one big catch. Bow down, player, cause this right here will be your worst nightmare. Work that pop back.
The shrimps form an acrobatic pyramid.
That's why
Oscar? Listen, baby, I know I was a bad girl, but come on. You'd have to be crazy not to take me back.
Did someone say crazy?
I ain't gotta be fucking what we trying to tear up the place. Come on.
Hey, Timbo.
Yeah.
Don't you hate it when a dude starts acting up? Like this fella over here with his hand on his cup. He mugging and carrying on.
Come on. Hey, JT.
Yeah.
Why these dudes keep staring at us?
I don't know, but I'm about to find
Jaxi.
Out what's up.
Hey, Jaxi! Hello?
Ain't nothing to it. If you wanna get down, then we can do it, do it. Ain't nothing to it. Get out your seat, why you ain't glued to it. Be busy and watch that song. Keep stepping with your new suede shoes on. Boys and girls, let's all sing along. Everybody just
get on a good foot.
Eat the rest of your popcorn? Too much butter.
Nice.
I'm not
joking.
Fish in the sea.
I'ma
kiss the baddest one. Take yourself so
noticed that she was looking at me. Chill, homeboy, be cool, cause there ain't no reason for all that fussing at me. It's just getting started, and there's a lot of fish around here just shaking their jelly.
I ain't trying to be rude, dude, but we trying to tear up the place. Come on,
ooh. It ain't nothing to it. If you wanna get down, now we can do it, do it. It ain't nothing to it. Get out your seat, why you ain't glued to it? Be easy and watch that zone. Keep stepping with your new suede shoes on. Boys and girls, let's all sing along. Everybody just get on a good foot.